Hi everyone, this is Kiki Litalian and it is Thursday. I am rocking Thursday. I got very little sleep last night, but I slept well. And I think a lot of it has to do with this exercise regime and nutrition of the food that I've been eating. I have to say that I think that feeds into it a lot. I haven't had nearly enough coffee this morning, but that's not why I felt compelled to create this audio boo to connect with all of you. Tomorrow is a social media sweet spot. It's going to be a good social media sweet spot as usual. As you know, it's been getting more and more exciting all the time. So if you haven't downloaded the Heytel app on your iPhone or your Android phone, please do so. And connect to me at dckiki@gmail.com is the account that I've attached it to. I think it may also be attached to my Twitter or Facebook, but definitely try that email address if I'm not in your contact list. If you want to find me on Heytel. Now, Heytel is the app that you can download and send push-to-talk audio messages. And I would love to get your feedback on a topic that we're going to discuss on Friday, and that is, what makes you more productive? You know, we talked about that for association chat this week. What makes you more productive? And hey, also, what do you think about clout scores? I have been watching my clout score go down in spite of the fact that I continue to get more followers, in spite of the fact that I continue to follow more people. It seems that the more people I follow for informational purposes only, for my information, which is to say I'm following them to find out more about the industries of my clients, when they don't follow me, it turns out that I think that my clout score goes down. Now, who cares about clout score? Well, some people do. Pop Chips did. They sent out... and Disney did. They sent out promotional packages to people who had high clout scores. I was the recipient of a couple of these promotional packages, and let me tell you, it is fun to get the perks of having a high clout score. However, I am beginning to question the clout score, the algorithm that goes into it, mostly because it seems like it doesn't really reflect when there is more, I guess, influence going out or more positive things happening based on Twitter. I don't know. You know, it seems like the chats that I'm a part of, like the association chat that I moderate every week, I think that should definitely count as an ongoing conversation that would probably increase my clout score. Not so. So I'm not sure how they do this judging, but it is interesting. And, you know, for a while I thought maybe it's sour grapes because I don't have a higher clout score. A friend of mine has one that's above 80, and mine used to be 50. My highest was 57, and now it's down to like 51. So I'm not sure. What do you think about clout? What do you think about these gauges of influence? Is there any way, is there anything out there that you use that you can tell really estimates appropriately influence? I don't know. You tell me. So that's what's on my mind today. Looking forward to the sweet spot tomorrow. And use Heytel. Send me your thoughts. Send them to me on audio, and I will play them on the show. Thanks, all.